We stand to greet you in the matchless, marvelous, and majestic name of Christ our Lord. As Peter said, it's good for us to be here. Psalms 133 said, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is as the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment, and as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. It is there that the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." The text says, just good for us to be together on one accord. We give reverence to the promises of God and to the esteemed pastor of this great and grand church, Pastor Armstrong, to the worship leader, and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. The Shiloh Baptist Church is one of the more recognize role model churches of the East Coast. And because the East Coast is stronger than the West Coast, that means that you are a role model church throughout the United States of America. It's good to hear and see these men together on one accord, singing the melodious songs of Zion. Everything and everybody in place, amen, where Pastor Armstrong appears as though he's taking a sabbatical, but I know he's just somewhere else preaching. He ain't taking no break, he's somewhere else preaching. Amen. I was in the cemetery on this week. One of the deaconess crossed over from time into eternity. And I was in the cemetery and met Pastor Armstrong there, and he and I were talking for a moment. And while we were talking for a moment, a man came up, and he, in a kind and respectful way, interrupted our dialogue. I asked him, could I mention him by name? He said, go on. His name was Kenneth Combs. Kenneth Combs was a correctional officer. He was a police officer. And he was a martial art expert, or should I say he is a martial art expert and a police officer. And he walked up to you all's pastor, Pastor Armstrong, and he broke out in tears. Martial art expert, police officer, man of great masculinity. He just broke out in tears. And he said, Pastor Armstrong, I'm moved, and so is my family. We are touched at the wonderful job that you did at my aunt's homegoing service and how you ministered to us as a family. He went on to say that I am profoundly appreciative to all that you have done in ministering to us. And I interrupted him. I said, excuse me, I'm on my way to the testimony service, and can I testify? He said, go on, say what you want to say. And I want to let you all know, Shiloh, that you have a jewel in Pastor Armstrong. Come on, somebody. You know, I have never seen your pastor not on the way somewhere to help somebody. Every time I see him, he's running with that robe off to minister and to help somebody and to do the service of God and to do the work of God. You ought to be so proud of him. I promise you, I'm going to preach after a while, but I need to say this first. You ought to let him know that you appreciate him while you can, and the ways that you should show him. You know, I've seen churches I've been pastoring New Psalmist for 25 years, Second Nazareth for 2 years. I've seen churches where folk cry and just fall to pieces and trying to say, we appreciate you when it's too late. Let him know and show him while he's alive that you appreciate the man of God that he is, the vessel of God that he is, the chosen instrument of God that he is to feed the flock of God. Come on and give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. You that have your Bible, Psalms 150. Psalms 150. Psalms 150 said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the string, instrument, and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I want to talk from the words that are recorded in the text. Praise ye the Lord. You may be seated. Just for a moment, would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Gracious Lord, we honor you for your kindness and your mercy to us as believers in the body of Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would grant us strength and that you would touch us even now. We pray, O God, that you would bless every individual here under the sound of my voice. Put us on one accord with Christ. We'd be so careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. These are your servant's prayer. And we pray this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Psalms 150 said, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 146 said, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 147. Psalms 148 said, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 149 said, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. The book of Psalms and its originality, Psalms is the old Hebrew hymnal, synonymous to the Baptist hymnal. It is a book that is a collection of songs. Songs that are sang in exaltation and praise unto God. Repetitiously, redundantly, throughout the book of Psalms, you will find these words, praise ye the Lord. Because that's the true essence of the book of Psalms, it was written to motivate the reader. It was written to motivate the believer that God is worthy to be praised. The book of Psalms is unlike the other 65 books of the Bible that primarily begins with one writer and conclude with the same writer. But the book of Psalms begins with several known writers and it concludes with several unknown writers. In other words, there are many writers, many songwriters who contribute to the book of Psalms. David makes contribution to the book of Psalms. He is the dominant one who makes the most contributions to the book of Psalms. Moses makes contribution to the book of Psalms. The sons of Korah makes contribution to the book of Psalms. And then there are several unknown writers who contribute to the structure of the book of Psalms. Psalms in its originality is referred to as Tehillim. Tehillim in Hebrew signifies praise. If you will allow me for a moment in my own feeble way to attempt to describe to you the book of Psalms. The book of Genesis is the book of creation. It is the book of origin. It is the book of beginning. Exodus is the book of departure. Leviticus is the book of the law. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those are the books of the gospel, but Psalms is the book of praise. Acts is the book of the acts of the Holy Spirit moving through and on the apostles. Hebrews is the book of faith, but Psalms is the book of praise. Revelation, that is the book of the prophecy, the book of the prophet, but Psalms is the book of praise. In my own feeble way, attempting to describe the book of Psalms, Psalms without its words of praises would be like trying to describe to you the beach without the sand waiting and the beach without the waves floating. Psalms without its words of praise is like trying to describe to you the morning sky without the sun shining and a morning sky without the clouds floating. Psalms without its words of praises is like trying to describe a midnight sky without the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. Like trying to describe a midnight sky with no stars twinkling at all. Psalms without its words of praises, this book would be as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. For the book of Psalms fills up and overflows with expressions of praise. Psalms 150 said, "Praise ye the Lord." I remember some years ago I made an attempt to minister to a family and had gone to a particular church in the Philadelphia community. And as I entered the sanctuary, before coming into the sanctuary, there was a big sign posted that said, "Shh, quiet, please." I didn't know how to take that. I still don't know how to take that. Because the word of the Lord said we ought to enter his courts with thanksgiving. Come before his presence with singing. You ought to know it's God that hath made you and not we ourselves. There are those who do firmly believe in blessed quietness, holy quietness. But I want to serve notice on you that the word of the Lord said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yeah. Everybody clap your hands. Stop clapping. Everybody pat your feet. Stop patting. That's enough reason right there to give God a holler. That's enough reason right there to bless his name. That's enough reason right there to exalt him, to magnify him, to edify him, to glorify him, to lift him up. Why? Because somebody woke up this morning unable to move without the activity of their limbs. Somebody woke up this morning and they had to slip a bedpan upon them. You ought to be glad that God has given you the articulation of speech. You ought to be glad this morning that you can wave your hand. You ought to be glad this morning that you can lift him up. You ought to be glad this morning that you can tell God, thank you. There was a mother who went to the worship service. She said, "Listen, if I couldn't say a mumbling word, tell you what I do about it. I simply just wave my hand." Psalms said, "Praise ye the Lord." It encourages us that we ought to give God exaltation. The word of the Lord said, send Judah first. Send Judah first. When the word of the Lord says to send Judah first, God tells the 12 tribes. You haven't forgotten them, have you? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Asher, Dan, Gad, Naphtali, Joseph, and Benjamin. The 12 tribes. When you leave the land of Egypt, as you process towards the land prolific, flowing with milk and honey, you flow towards, move towards the land of promise. I want you to make sure that the tribe of Judah goes first. Now, I can hear some of you all, if you were perhaps in the procession, well, I got here before Judah. I'm older than Judah. But the Lord God said, send Judah to be the first tribe in the procession. Why? Because Judah means, the definition of Judah's name means, and he shall be praised of the brethren. Jesus derives from the tribe of Judah. David comes from the tribe of Judah. And God wanted Israel to know that, listen, the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God. But in order for you to have the victory in the battle, you have to understand something about praise. Send Judah first. When they went around marching around the walls of Jericho, I want you to know that Judah was the first tribe in the procession. The priests were musicians and they blew their trumpets as the tribe of Judah was first in the procession. And as they marched around the walls of Jericho 7 times with the tribe of Judah first, the walls came tumbling down. Some of us are struggling with some walls in our life. Some of us are struggling with some walls of division going on in our families. Some of us are dealing with some walls in our place of employment. But I want to tell you, my friend, you ought to give God the praise. And in giving God the praise, the walls can come tumbling down. I want to share a very significant allegory with you. I lived in Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm a native of Jersey City. I lived in a house, 141 Arlington Avenue. And don't nobody play that number. I'm just telling y'all where I live. And before inflation was an issue, before Reaganomics was even a word, before the Bushes were thought of to be in the White House, I was just a lad, a little fella. My daddy sat in the living room, and I walked in the living room while my father sat in his reclining chair, and I requested Brother Deacon for the sum of just $10. My father rebuked and scolded me so that I was glad to flee from his presence. But I got a sister named Diane. Diane came in the same living room while the same daddy sat in the same chair in the same house on the same block in the same city. But Diane moved on daddy with a technique and tactic called exaltation and praise. Diane came in the living room and told daddy how fine he was, how good he looked. Diane said, when I get married, I can't marry nobody less than my daddy. And Diane said, daddy, give me $20. And he said, 20 here. Diane got 20 when I couldn't get 10. But the secret was in the pain.
heavenly fathers in comparison to our heavenly father, you'd be surprised what father would do if you would only learn how to praise him. He turned your midnights into day. He would turn your burdens into blessings. He would turn your tragedy into triumph. He would turn your confusion into consolation. You'd be surprised what father would do if you would only learn how to praise him. You'd be surprised how he would bless you going out, bless you coming in, bless you uprising, bless you down setting, if you would only learn how to praise him. I want to hasten to a close by telling you, my brothers and sisters, that there have been some dark and difficult days in my life. And I learned how to break out in a praise. And I found out in praising God that God will come see about you. God will make your enemies leave you alone. God will take the doctor's report and flip it upside down and discombobulate the doctor, and the doctor will scratch his head and say, I don't understand what happened. All I can tell you is you've been healed. I want to tell you that there's a blessing in giving God the praise. Satan has always despised the praises of the Savior. Yes, Jesus, as he began his miracle working career, being the sight for blinded eyes and the ears for the deaf, the limbs for the convalescent and the cripple. As he began his miracle working career, Satan challenges Savior to a duel. Y'all gonna help me? Satan and Savior climb the ring together. Satan and Savior climbed in the ring together. Satan in one corner, Savior there in another corner. The roaring lion in one corner, the lion of the tribe of Judah in another corner. Satan, he who is able to burden in one corner, but Savior, he who is able to bless there in another corner. For Satan threw a blow and they whipped Jesus all night long. Y'all know the story. Satan threw another blow. They put nails in both his hand and his feet. Satan threw another blow. They put a spear in my Savior's side. Y'all come on, help me now. Satan threw a blow and they put a crown of thorns on my Savior's brow. Satan got ahead of himself. Don't get ahead of yourself. They lifted up the cross where Jesus was. You ought to understand that it would have been all right had Satan just whipped him all night long. It would have been all right had Satan put a crown of thorns on his brow, put nails in his hand and his feet. But Satan got ahead of himself and they lifted up the cross where Jesus was. Y'all help me, I'm doing my best. But Satan got ahead of himself, lifted up the cross. Jesus said the other day that if I be lifted up, fire from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And I want to close right along in here. Well, if you lift him up, sick bodies will be healed. Oh yes, if you lift him up, you can turn your burdens into blessing. For if you lift him up, well, he'll give you strength whenever you are weak. And if you lift him up, he'll make a way out of no way. And people come to church for so many different reasons. Lord God, some people come to catch up on the latest. Well, some people come because that's what you think is the politically correct thing to do on a Sunday. Well, some people come because they want to meet somebody. Well, I want to close right along in here. Well, I don't know what you came to do. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to clap my hand. I came to pat at my feet. I came to lift him up. I came to edify him. I came to glorify him. I came fire. I said, ain't the Lord all right? I'm closing my own. If you give God the praise, he'll bring you out. If you give God the praise, he'll strengthen you. If you give God the praise, he'll bless you. If you give God the praise, I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll satisfy, he'll sanctify, he'll bonify, he'll justify, he'll qualify. Fire! Say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Yeah. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will. Doors of the church are open. Yeah! The doors are open. Thank you, Father. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the hey. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The doors are open. Will you come? God bless you.